Okay, so we're on our way to our very last delivery, which is going to be our very first breaking and entering delivery. And we've got a lot of people in the car. We've got Baca, Casey, Garcia, and Carrie.
Hi!
Okay, Amber, so we've decided since this is our first and only truly breaking and entering, we're going to leave Garcia as our lookout, okay? So if Garcia sees the nice, wonderful, peaceful, gentle policeman of Portales, he's going to, caw-caw, caw-caw! Okay? And then everyone come out with your hands up and just holler, don't tase me! I've made a whole lot of jelly donut jokes about those guys, so.
Well, my shirt says breaking and entering, so it's like I'm advertising that I'm breaking into someplace.
We are meeting...
We are meeting the aunt who actually lives in the house is going to let us in.
Okay. So we truly aren't breaking and entering.
Oh, because I had a crowbar. I had my crowbar.
No. No, and then the nominator took them to church. And then the aunt is going to let us in. And then we're just going to hang out inside and wait for them. And then when they walk in, be like, surprise.
Eating Cheetos on their couch watching TV.
So this is actually kind of one of those sad situations because the family that we're delivering to, or the family that we're breaking into, actually lost everything in a house fire.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, one of the little boys was burned, but he's okay now, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
In case we're not Mission Impossible theme, ready? They are here, guys.
Oh.
Okay. You ready? Come on.
Well, some will be here. The aunt and her kids will be here.
Okay.
No, she's not here.
She's not
okay,
here.
Okay, but y'all are expecting us, correct?
Right?
Okay.
All right, we're
this
go.
Is the right house.
We're good.
And they're going right. to be back at 7.
They'll be back from church at 7?
They're not here. I guess I just got here.
No.
I was
okay.
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Mommy, mommy.
And so this is the aunt that they live with? Tia? Is that how you say aunt?
Yeah.
I know a little bit. They're going to be bringing stuff in. Where should they put it?
Wherever they need to.
Okay.
It's like a tree and presents and stuff.
Okay.
Maybe like right... Well,
right here.
We're in the house. The family's at church. And helpers and elves are going to start bringing everything in. Garcia, you know Spanish? Okay, the aunt only speaks Spanish.
Hey,
I knew Tia, I mean aunt.
Verify that they're going to be back at 7.
There's another girl here, though, that she speaks English.
And I got you in the picture.
Hi.
Hi.
What is her name? How are you? You were eating. You were eating. We interrupted dinner.
Guys, don't start eating. Our elves have migrated to the kitchen where there's dinner. Okay, so they told us that the family is on their way. They should be here in about 5 minutes, so we're all gathered in the living room. We turn the lights off.
We're hanging out,
waiting. There's like 15 people in here, not including the people who live here. Okay, they're here.
So we're safe.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my
God.
It really looks like a party. It was all dark in here.
Yeah, why is it turning to be like way
all right. Hey, Carrie, here. Can you come here, little man? Come right here.
They're here. Okay, they're opening the door.
Merry Christmas!
The little girl just closed the door on us.
Come back! Come back! Hi!
Hi!
Do you live
How
here?
Are you guys? Okay, now we can.
They all ran.
They're like,
come in, come in. We are from Mix 107.5, and you got nominated for Breaking and Entering Christmas. And so if you look over there, lots was donated, and people shopped for y'all. And so all of that is for you guys, for you and your kids. Is that okay?
So we open it now, or what?
That's up to your mom. But there's also some food donated by Paradise Market and a turkey from Fat Boys Barbecue, supplies and decorations from Carpet Tech and Walmart, and then gift donations from Lions Club and CCC. Y'all want to come in?
Please, come on in.
I don't know what to say.
Mommy,
y'all just got me. I don't know. I was just not expecting all this. I don't even know what to say.
We know your family's been through a really rough time this year, and this is just kind of a small way from the listeners of 107.5 and everybody in Clovis and Portales, just to kind of help you guys get back on your feet.
And there's actually one more thing out in the truck.
Yeah, if you guys want to
y'all want to go back outside?
Truck, we've got one more thing. It is going to be a surprise. If you guys will follow us outside to the Sparkle Cleaners truck, we'll unload it.
Gotta go to sleigh.
To the Sparkle Cleaners sleigh.
I was supposed to.
Hey, my name's Amber.
Walk in there very fast and get a blanket. So I'm like, just in shock.
It was a big shock to come home and see everybody sitting in your living room, number
yes.
one.
And being my aunt's house so tiny and little, and like, you know, I'm used to just seeing her, my aunt, and my cousins, and it's like. I thought I was going to the wrong house at one point.
We tried our best to hide everybody.
Is he the one that got burned on his leg? They said he got burned, but he was okay.
How was he doing?
Yeah, he's healing all right, but all this, it was like that. I don't know how it happened. I guess when I was running out, because I had him and I had the baby, the other little one. Uh-huh. And I don't know, in between the everything burning and me running out,
yeah,
I don't know how it happened, but thank God, you know, we lost everything. We came here to my aunt's, but no. The next morning, I thought, you know, that it hadn't been so bad or it hadn't gone so far.
Right.
But when I went to see, you know, I don't know. I was just hoping, you know, to see at least some of our stuff that it meant a lot to me, because my brother had barely went to Mexico and he gave me this. Those couches, and they were like, I didn't even know they were probably old things, but
they meant just, something.
Yeah.
Well, we know that this is not a replacement for what you lost, but we would like to give you this gift to help you guys get back on your feet.
Now this is big, because I thank you, all of you, for helping us. I never thought that this, you know, that we're going to get so much help.
So, are we ready to wrap it up?
I think Casey might have one more thing.
Oh, one more thing.
We have one more gift for you. On behalf of Mix 107.5 and all of our listeners, we would like to present you with this gift of cash to help you guys get back on your feet.
It's $500 cash.
It's $500 to help you guys to get what you need. And this is from the community, and this is from all the folks that have come together to help you and your family.
I told my kids we're not going to have no Christmas this year. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
So, Casey, are we ready to wrap it up?
We are.
So, we have a tradition, and you guys are actually our final delivery of 2014. So, we're going to do our best song we can of 2014.
Don't expect a lot.
And we're going to sing one we know the lyrics to. So, if you guys wouldn't mind helping us, you guys want to help us sing?
Which song?
We are going to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Can you guys help us? Okay. Do you guys want to start? Who wants to start? Okay. All right. You start on the count of three. One, two, three.
We Your heart.